on the northwestern edge of the iconic theme park, near where the Silver Dollar City Railroad passes underneath the giant swing and the Outlaw Run wooden roller coaster, sits Silver Dollar City's largest indoor performance stage, the 800-seat Opera House Theater, site of the annual KSMU Youth in Bluegrass Band Contest. The 15th such event was held at the Opera House over the Memorial Day weekend, Saturday, May 28th. Of the 22 bands from 9 states which competed in the contest, the top 5 were awarded prize money from Silver Dollar City totaling $4,000. Fifth place went to the Faust family from Vinita, Oklahoma. Fourth place to the Kansas Bluegrass Association Treblemakers from Wichita. Third place honors went to the Russell Clan from Guthrie, Oklahoma. Second place went to a young band from Mayfield, Kentucky, Kentucky Drive. And the contest's 6 judges awarded top honors in the 15th KSMU Youth in Bluegrass Band Contest to the Baker family from Birch Tree, Missouri.
We had a marvelous time, didn't we? 800 adoring fans, loud, rambunctious, wild fans, and that Opera House was rocking.
D.A. Calloway is Silver Dollar City's Bluegrass and Barbecue Festival Coordinator and person in charge of the KSMU Youth in Bluegrass Band Contest.
We call the event a contest, but in reality, when it's all said and done, who wins or who places second or third is not that important. The fact that we are sharing what we love about life with each other. The cultural heritage of America is alive and well in functions like this.
The contest Saturday, May 28th, lasted over 6 hours, and following the event at a location near Silver Dollar City, the bands and their families got together for food, fellowship, and fun, and that's where I ran into Norm Farnham of Galena, Missouri. His children have competed in the contest for the last 8 years.
It's something that you can take with you for the rest of your life. This music, this family music, the family environment that we have here in the Ozarks, and particularly that which Silver Dollar City has really rooted itself in and has grown tremendously. So it's a blessing to be a part of this.
I would say our favorite part of being at this event is the commonality it gives among the kids.
Dan McLemore's kids make up the membership of Rusty Nail Crossing. This family bluegrass band is from Michigan City, Indiana.
When our kids are out the rest of the year and they're traveling, and they go home and they talk to their friends, there's not always an understanding of what we do and of the music and what it means to travel. You know, as they tell stories about road life or about traveling or things they experience at different events, there's no common ground, so the kids can't always connect over it. And when they come here, they're with 100 other kids that speak the same language, that know exactly what it is they do, and it's a common bond between them, and they can commiserate, if nothing else.
Like-minded parents as well. You've got that bond with the folks that are accomplishing the same things that you are.
Exactly, and many of them in the same ways. So even as parents, we have that same common ground, and we can talk about, well, how do you educate on the road, or how do you fit music into the rest of a busy life, as teenagers are so busy anyway these days, and how do you make it all fit together? And as parents, we can trade those experiences and trade those stories and help build one another. One of the great things about this kind of music is that everybody's always willing to share. We're looking for the opportunity to build the other families, and that's not true in a lot of other musics and a lot of other hobbies if we can use that word.
Yeah.
Yes, absolutely. And I'll say another thing that it really does is it helps ground the children, particularly the younger ones. As we travel and you take children into a closed environment, everyone's always pouring accolades on them. You're so good, you're so talented, and those are wonderful things, but it's great to bring them around other kids that are all doing it, and they can see where the bar is set and where to work on and understand that they're not alone in this. There's a lot of people that do this, and it really helps a lot.
YouTube videos of the KSMU Youth and Bluegrass Band Contest are posted online with over 700,000 views of contest years prior to 2016. And Saturday night, June 11th, KSMU's Seldom Heard Music will feature contest performances from the top five bands of 2016. For KSMU, I'm Mike Smith.